And I'm going to start doing that shit. So let me hit this button. Are you good on your end?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm about to start my life. Okay. You can start it.
I'm going to start it right. Let me hit the button. Here we go.
Breaking down the game like you've never seen it before. Welcome to the Dojo of the Game with your hosts, Taekwondo and Steve the Dean Williams. Taekwondo, leader of the dojo, the sensei of the game, kicking down doors and breaking headboards, all through the power of his spiritual and intellectual mind. Taekwondo is a dating coach, life coach, and an aspiring black scholar who merged intuition with intelligence. Have no fear, Taekwondo is here. Welcome to the dojo, baby. With 30 years fighting surface dwellers, grass-eating lions, PUAs, and cupcakes, Steve the Dean Williams is here to show you a side of the game most don't know about. Texting, putting your bid in, setting up your crib, and putting flavor in her ear and eyes are just a few skills you'll learn from him on the show. Get your notebooks out, ask questions, or call in. The dojo doors are open. Time to soak up this game.
Oh, man, we're here in the dojo. What's up, Ty? It's up.
Man, they know what's going on, man. We got the legendary Steve the Dean. We got Taekwondo. Yes. Dating coach stream, man. You know what's going on today.
Yes. Hey, this is a great topic. Shout out to everybody. If y'all want to call in, you have the number 563-999-3056. We're in the dojo. I want to shout out to all my meat pill community. Shout out to you guys out there, man. Man, let's get this, Ty. Let's do this, man. So, I love the title, dog. What say you on the title, dog? Well, let's talk on that stuff.
And for the title, you know what I'm saying, leaving a lasting impression comes from your relationship with yourself. Mm. Now, I do want to those guys. This early stream, y'all can blame me for this. You know what I'm saying? I had to be somewhere tonight, so our usual times and our usual length, I have to be somewhere, so not for this particular Thursday. But to get right into the title, though, leaving that lasting impression all comes from your relationship with yourself. One thing I want to point out is that the reason we can read you guys so well when y'all form sentences, let's start with something as basic as that. I can see what you think of yourself based on how you position yourself in your literal sentences. I remember reading a guy's DM. He asked me for help one time, and he was like, yeah, I'm about to do this, and I'm about to lose my girl. That was the first red flag to me. Then he ended up later on down the line saying something like, she'll take me back. So when it came to the way he positioned himself in his own senses and his own narrative of who he thought he was in his own head, not just in a literal sense, we could even take it on a deeper level.
Yeah, take it.
Through who you think you are in your head is how you're positioning yourselves in the lives of other people. So when we give you guys a script, we say this or do this, and it fumbles for you because you feel awkward or you feel nervous or you hesitate to do it. Had you positioned yourself to be the kind of man to say something like that, it would have been as easy as breathing. It wouldn't have been some stretch. It wouldn't have been some triumphant big leap for you.
Absolutely, man. I what I love the most is the thrill I get, Ty, when you see that woman and you know that it's already over before it even starts. When you see her and you know, Ty, that it's not a matter of how, it's just a matter of when she's going to realize that we don't operate like the average guy. You know, I see, like you were saying, I leave the impression on myself first, because I've got to impress me first by the information. Because Ty, if I'm thinking about a way of talking to her, touching her, or saying something, and I don't feel good about it, or I don't believe in it, Ty, I'm not going to do it. But if I believe in it and I know I'm going to do it, and here's the thing, Ty, I'm not even looking for the response from her. I just know where I'm leading her, just because she doesn't give me the right response when I need it at that time. Because a lot of guys think that, okay, I need to say something and she has to be into it or she has to do this. No, I don't look for the right responses. As again, I don't try to impress I make impressions. You know what I mean? And like you're saying, an impression that when her and I get done talking, that I'm still on her mind with lingering thoughts of what we talked about last time, where she cannot wait to be in touch with me afterwards, brother.
And that's where, you know, sex is the experience.
Oh, man.
The desire.
Yeah.
So to take it back before we blow you guys' mind too much, right?
Yes.
When you're thinking of that impression you want to make on her, if you're in the frame of mind of, well, I just want to fuck. You know what I'm saying? I just want to fuck. I just want to do this. I just want to do that. You're already selling yourself short because, listen, the sex is a given. She knew you wanted to fuck before you even approached her, right? And it may even be on her mind as well. But you see, the way people work is we have these things where we judge ourselves and we try to limit how much others judge us.
Mm.
So she may be ready to have sex on the first night. Yeah. Listen, if she's comfortable, if that's her choice, if she decides to do so, whatever the case may be. My point is that your judgment of her in your head through your eyes, and you're also using her eyes to judge yourself, which adds to your anxiety, which adds to your nervousness, which adds to your fear. This is not, it has nothing to do with that woman. Guess what? It has to do with your relationship with yourself. Because if you had a positive and strong relationship with yourself, before you even approach her, you would already be saying to yourself, man, watch this. And then it would come out in how you even formulate your sentences.
Yeah.
I'm this, blah, 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 blah. Not even quite, even literally word for word, but just the mentality and who you think you are in your own head will change and formulate those sentences. Even when she shit tests you or she gives you some backlash or a push just to see what you would do, just to mess around with you, and you stand firm on how you feel about yourself, that is confidence, not arrogance. You know what I'm saying? That is showing that you trust yourself. You believe in the man that she's looking at. And guess what, in turn, she'll feel from that.
You know, Ty, that's why I started doing this, started saying this new thing. You know, I'm always coming up with new shit, but I started trying to tell guys to stop looking at women first. And they need to start looking at themselves first. That's the problem. They're too busy looking at the woman. And what the woman is looking at them, and they're going to realize, again, the impression with Ty, which is what I see Ty, you're saying, is that, you know, we're not trying to force ourselves on her. Because as an experience, I'm already making impressions. I'm already doing things. I'm not pushing it. She can see my values. She can see my sexual strengths. She can see my sexual skills. She can see the things that I do, that I am solution-based, that I'm fun, that I'm exciting, that I'm a roller coaster. It's like, so I always say, Ty, it's like my amusement park, you know, my roller coaster ride. I'm even down to the funnel cake and the cotton candy. I am the total experience. You know, you and I signify sex, and that's why we don't need to go after it because, again, Ty, and I'm sure for you, but especially for me, both of us, I want her to be 100% sure that this is what she wants without any manipulation, without any pressure, without any feel like that she's going to be judged one way or the other. And that's what makes it so great, because when she feels like, you know what, I can be me around you. I can be me around you and do the things I want to do and be the way I want to be without any worry, any judgment, any ridicule. It just opens up a world for them, Ty, that they've never even experienced before, big dog.
And again, when we make it about yourselves and not the woman and the standard that you hold, I seen a post where it said, you only play if you can be honest and still get what you want. And then guys don't even realize that a lot of times when you meet a woman, right, and the things that impress you about her, why is that not the norm? When did what should be expected become impressive? Her having her own car, her own job, her cleaning for you, her paying attention to your life and finding ways to compliment you as well as you for her in any ways that make sense.
Right.
And I say that to say, you guys deal with the bare minimum from women. So anytime a woman is nicer or shows any little level of politeness, it shines out to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, if you're my fault, Steve,
no, you're good. You're good.
Just to hit that point of relationship with yourself. If your relationship with yourself was solid, you would not even tolerate certain things in your own space because you appreciate yourself too much.
Yes.
There are people, women, family, places, and things I do not do hang around or invest myself in because I appreciate myself so much. So I limit my time with them or do not give it time at all. Why? Because this is how I treat myself. It has less to do with them and more to do with me.
Right. You know, I think one of the biggest issues, guys, you got a question, put a queue, y'all can call in, lines are open. You know,
a lot of guys on my side are noticing the chair too. They say crazy chair, God chair, and all types of stuff.
Game of Thrones, stand up, baby. I got my iron chair. I got my throne, goddammit. Appreciate the tie. Hey, appreciate you guys. Got my iron throne, baby. So many guys out there, Ty, they have expectation of the woman, and it's so bad. This is the worst thing to do. They expect her to just take her clothes off, or her to go into his house, or her to just throw herself at her. And the reason why we get them is because I set the expectations for myself. I'm not trying to be, she's not an expectation. She's a woman. I set the expectation for myself of what I need to be for myself so then I can position myself to show her why me, to show her and why me versus all of them. Because, Ty, I try to tell guys all the time, Ty, I know it's something for a lot of guys. It's intimidating when they see a beautiful woman and they see all the guys that are talking to her and all the guys that are pushing up on her and all the guys on the front end. But see, at that point, that individual is looking at an I do, an outside expectation, because he's looking at the other guys to justify, well, I don't have a chance because look at all these other guys. And Ty, like I always tell you, when I meet a woman, I want to be last place. Don't put me first. Put my motherfucking cake ass, Ty, at the end. But let me be all the way at the end. I don't want to be first. No, I want to be last. Let me start at the end. Because when I hold up the trophy and I win this joint, the taste is much better because of the expectation I set for myself to be greater, to know that, yes, there are other guys, but that's none of my business. To know that maybe there are other things that she's doing, it's none of my business. I just got to set the expectation to impress me. The phone lines is above you, Mr. Jenkins. There's a number at the top and the bottom, okay? 563-999-3056. You should not. You see it at the top. You see it at the bottom. Go ahead and call in. If y'all call in, we will bring your calls in. But Ty, what say you, brother?
No, listen, Steve. And when you're even going on this strengthening, speech of like, put me at the bottom. Because when I hold up that trophy, listen, guys, where's that coming from? Right, let's break this down. Where does that come from? That is coming from his relationship with himself.
Mm.
It's the same reason you may find yourself doing the opposite. I wonder who she's texting. Oh, no, she was doing this thing with that guy. Oh, no, her phone just rang. What is that? Oh, no, let me go check this. And it's the reason that, listen, you may not see it as an insecurity, right? But it comes off as an insecurity. Why? Because if you trusted yourself, right, you wouldn't even worry about those other things. And in fact, guess what? We'll take it to the next level. When you trust yourself and know who you are so well, you know she is only doing – let me fix the camera.
Yeah.
You know she's only doing herself an injustice by messing with somebody else. She's only doing herself a disrespect by spending time with somebody else. It's not disrespectful to you because you can replace it in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And not just that – let me see. Let me forget. Them. Yeah,
oh, yeah, you're good.
And not just that. You know the difference between you and them is so – far apart. And guys, we can get specific. This is not some motivational shit. I have layers of reasons why I know the average man is the same and why I'm me and separate me. And it has nothing to do with my finances.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with my appearance.
Right.
It has nothing to do with my status. It has nothing to do with any of those things. So when we even with her expectation of what a man may have been, I meet her and change that whole cycle. I show her what true masculinity is. I show her what it's truly to be like with a man who challenges you and pushes you to reach new levels of yourself you didn't even see. So when we touch that level, I know she can't go anywhere and get that. And then guess what? The more she messes with you guys, that's where I know it only pushes her back to me, because then she'll say, oh, like these guys are, like, you know what I'm saying? So because of my relationship with myself, it leads into the security that I have messing with any woman that I talk to.
Yeah, Mr. Vaughn wrote this. He says, I notice women being rude and mean mugging me for no reason. That makes me don't want to approach them and scared. But let's look at this like Ty said, let's put this on paper. How can a woman be rude and mean if you're not saying anything? So either you're saying something that is disrespectful, or you're saying something that's weird and creepy for her to reply. Like, a woman is not just going to do that right off the rip. And just because she has a mean look on her face, you don't know what her day is like or anything like that. And see, what you're doing, like Tyler saying, is you're looking at her expectation or setting expectation based off of her actions. You see, I don't care if she's frowning, if she's mean mugging, if she's crying, if she's laughing, if she's happy. I don't care what the behavior is. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to go after what I want. When he's saying about her being rude and mean mugging you, this is something's odd here, Ty, because the only way a woman can be rude and mean mug you if somebody said something that was disrespectful, sounding desperate, needy, or creepy. What say you, Ty?
And then even that, brother, where is your acknowledgement of your ability as a man to shift an emotion?
Yeah, woo!
To shift and change a mood, to change the entire atmosphere of a setting.
Yes.
Well, damn, it's dead in here. Let's get some life to this party, man. What's going on? Listen, I go into a room that's quiet, nobody really bumping the show, and go control the whole room.
Yes.
Not from a controlling and manipulative way, but in a way which engages everyone to interact. See, y'all don't think like leaders in the shows. This is a follower mindset. You know what? Because she's rude and mean mugging me and she's staring at me and I don't know why and I'm going to be scared. How about I lead with how I want this to go? I go over there and say something to her, which I bring the smoke to her door in a funny, charismatic, charming, and flirtatious way. Watch that frame turn to a smile instantly. And even if it don't. And call it Sullivan, you don't even understand, brother. Some women just have that natural mug to them, that natural like mean or angry look to them. And if she's staring at you, brother, go find out why.
Yeah. Yeah, I love to make them smile. I mean, I am a ray of sunshine. I'm happiness. I'm make you feel better. So I don't care what she's looking at because I know how to make her smile. I know how to make her blush. I know how to read between the lines. And what I notice is this. If I meet her at, let's say, 3 o'clock and she has a mean mug on her face, that lets me know that something happened to her before I met her. But what happened to her before I met her has nothing to do with me. So why do I need to be intimidated by something that happened before me? I don't look at what happened before me. I set the expectation of I don't care. I'm going to go after what I want. And listen, Ty, I'll get some. I won't get some. Regardless, I don't care. I still go at it because I'm the expectation that I set for myself. So where this guy is going wrong at is that you're saying you don't want to approach him. You're scared. No, you're scared already. Okay, this is what a lot of people don't understand, Ty, is that women have a sixth or seventh sense where they're like, they know this guy is going to be worthless. They know this guy is, okay, it's like, okay, when you're walking down the street, and everyone does it sometimes, you see a loser. You know nothing about the guy. You just look at me, man, look at that loser over there. I mean, you just say it. It just comes off as it's wrong to do, but we all have done it one time. You see somebody, like, oh, look at that loser over there. Well, it's the same thing when they see a lot of you guys that he can't fuck, and he's bad in bed, or I will control him. Or you know what? He won't be able to handle someone like me because I'm going to need someone to give me structure. And how can you give structure, Vaughn, when you're scared to approach them? Ty?
And just like you said that, Steve, how not even just how she might be able to look you in your eyes and tell, but based on the way you address her, based on the way you approach her, based on the way you talk to her, based on the way you hold your poise, based on the way you carry yourself, based on the way you either – my God, I don't think y'all realize. Even a let's just say an ugly woman, right, gets approached by guys all the time, gets guys sliding her DM all the time. She's dealt with men her entire life, my brother. She gets good at categorizing some certain men quickly. And guess what? Let's say she's just using appearance. She could turn out to be wrong, right? She could look at a guy's appearance and say, oh, she can assume he'll be like this. But then when his personality interacts with her and she sees how he handles himself, how he talks, what he talks about, that's when she'll be able to, you know, back up her expected claim or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But my point is that, oh, she deals with men all day. And nothing sticks out more than a man who hates himself.
Oof, yes, yes, yes.
Because you'll be screaming for validation indirectly and directly. You'll be like pussyfooting and having this like backhanded way of talking and addressing things. You'll apologize 100 million times in a row for nothing. I mean, we can go on and on into the behaviors that a person who hates themselves has. But again, it has nothing to do with that woman. She is only exposing something that you already were carrying around within yourself from your childhood in the relationship you had with your parents, how you grew up, and over time, who you thought you were in your own head, in your relationship with yourself.
Yeah, and what he doesn't even understand, and this is to learn from you guys, he's already set the expectation. He already set an expectation that when he sees a woman, and see, his problem is he set the right expectation. That means the sun has to be perfectly in line. The clouds have to be perfectly adjusted. The day has to be perfect. Everything has to be perfect for him to even maybe talk to her by that false expectation. See, guys, y'all, and the expectation he set is, if it's not a perfect setup, then I'm not going to talk to her. If it's not what I deem acceptable, then I'm going to be scared and I'm not going to approach. And this is the thing, guys. Y'all set expectations all the time. And the worst part about it is you can fix this today, Ty. All it takes is scribing what it is you want to do. It's that easy, and describe it and market it to your marketing team and just do it. That's it. And it's just three simple steps to change your world around. But the three simple steps, Ty, are very difficult because if you look at the expectation of the average guy, Ty, it's like a big wall in front of them that they feel they can't go through or over or around or under. And they feel like I was saying, you remember the walls, they are prisoners of false expectations that they'll never get right. And guys, I got a question, put a Q. If y'all want to call in, the lines are open. But Ty, what say you?
Bro,
are you
guys, definitely call in.
Do you guys have any questions?
Free coaching from both of us at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely take advantage of the calls, because then watch. Later on, the calls will just build up and you guys will all be trying to call in at once. So you better, first come, first serve. And this will be a two-hour stream today. It won't be as long as all the other ones. So keep that in mind, guys. But what I'll add is, look at this. That's why he's looking for those choosing centers. That is one of the first things that struck me the wildest when I first came and, was in this, seeing this dating stuff and, seeing how other, dating coaches were giving advice. I'm like, choosing, what is that? Then I found out what it was. And I was like, why? So you guys need a green light to go for what you want? You need an approval to go for what you want. It didn't even make sense to me at all. But I say that to say, guess what? Outside of the choosing signals or whatever you title it or whatever you call it, let's look at the bigger picture. You will allow you will always look for approval, validation, or a support to go for what you want. And you'll probably do this for your goals. You'll probably do this for approaching women. You'll probably do this for taking a risk. You'll probably do this for how you dress. You'll probably do this for how you talk. You'll always be looking to fit someone else's narrative of what is right or what is good enough, rather than creating your own for yourself, rather than deciding on your own time, on your own standards, and based on your own principles and rules.
Right. Yeah.
And trusting yourself enough.
Right. And you know what, Ty? That's the key thing. Where's the trust in yourself to believe in yourself to do whatever it is you set out to do? See, I just talk to him. I don't listen. Because I guess Ty and I do it so much that it just comes like breathing. You don't even think about your breathing until you think about your actually breathing, but you just don't think about it because it's like skin. It's just woven into you because of the trust, and the trust is so great that it opens everything up. It's just, I don't know. It's just amazing, Ty, that the expectations are so low. Why not set a small bar to say, all right, this is what I want to say, and this is what I want to do. Now, hold on, let me say, wait, let me grab this one. And this is why do women have too high and too many expectations, assumptions, and prejudices about a man? Wait, whoa.
Let's break this down. So this form number one. She has every reason to. Why? Because she interacts with so many men that she can begin to form a way of filtering the people she interacts with. This is a normal human thing. This is just natural statistics, analytics, whatever fucking nerdy shit you want to put. Yeah. But if you interact with 100 people, you can start to categorize and say, okay, this was similar, this was not similar. I've never seen this before, and I'm curious about that. So that there's that aspect. And then number two, it doesn't matter. Why do you care? I don't care who she thinks I am. I don't care who she assumes I am.
Yeah.
I don't care who she predicts or expects I am. I know who I am, so none of that matters.
Right.
See, I worry too much. Well, why does she have this expectation? It doesn't matter. When you are yourself, it doesn't matter.
Right. Hey, we're going to answer this question in a second. We got a call. Let's bring in the call real quick, but we would definitely finish up with that question right there. Let's go ahead and bring in area code 510, sir. What's your question? How can we help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Ty and Steve? I don't got no question. I was just saying, but I appreciate what y'all talking about. Like, and I noticed, like, everything is up to me. Like, I have to figure out stuff. Everything else, females, anything in life, I had to understand, like, it comes with myself, like, you know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate what y'all helping me for watching y'all videos, understand, like, man, it's, you got to be yourself. Like, you got to be a man and help yourself. Like, you know, everything.
So tell us about an action which you were making before and how you changed or, you know, reflected and improved yourself directly. You know what I'm saying? We'd love to hear some beautiful results.
Being, I wanted to be an expert, like, expectation, like, all that stuff. I'll be honest, like, all that stuff seen on Instagram, being flashy, and, you know, just wanted to be that. And I was basing my decisions on what other people say opinion was, and trying to transform myself into somebody likable instead of being likable to myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You realize what you're doing when you're doing that, right? You're reacting to the moves that they make on the chessboard. But when do they react to yours? When do you get the power back? You see what I'm saying?
They don't. I just feel like it's lame.
You're trying to put the power back into the individual, whether it's a man or a woman. A woman can call in and get, you know, advice and something she asks for. Like, this is not discriminatory. We're empowering individuals to take the power back in themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. I appreciate, you know, y'all keep going. Yeah.
All right, man. We'll throw you back in. Thanks for the call, man. All right, so let's look at this. Let's get back to what we're saying. Guys, y'all call in. Y'all have the number and everything. But I want to talk about it. This is very important. Because, again, one cannot have an expectation with too many judgments here. Now, he's saying, why do women have high and too many expectations and assumptions and prejudice about any man that they meet? All right, well, let's talk about it. The world is attacking women right now. Everybody on YouTube is attacking women. The majority of YouTubers are teaching guys how to hate women, how to spew hate towards women. And I have pulled up several times, and I don't want to read those fucking disgusting things, where just because a woman said no to a guy, she's been beaten, punched, slapped, shot, and all these things. So what do you mean why they don't have why they should have expectations, assumptions, and prejudice about guys that don't know what they're doing? She doesn't know if you're going to stab her and rape her or something like that. She has no idea. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but these women are actually on edge because they don't know if they can be even secure around you guys out here, because you guys have these unrealistic expectations from them that they
are angry.
Right. And they're angry on top of that. You expect her to take her clothes off. You're mad at them for not being interested in you. You already judge them as sluts and whores because they are allowed to have sex and things like that. You listen to people that look at them with pure disgust. So if we look at all that, what do you think? What do you think they're supposed to do? But see, here's the thing. This is the beautiful thing about a man. When she sees Ty or she sees a man like me, there's no prejudice. There's no assumptions. There's no anything, because guess what? We make her feel safe. We make her feel welcome. We make her feel comfortable. And we make her feel that there's no kind of pressure. There's going to be no manipulation. There's going to be no deception. And there are going to be no lies, gimmicks, or tricks. So she feels that, wow, this is a stress relief. Finally, finally, someone can look in my eyes instead of my chest. Someone can hold a conversation without asking me what I'm doing, what you're doing, hey, ma, yo, baby, say, girl, what's going on? So what do you expect, SP? This is why it is, because women lack men nowadays. Ty, what say you, brother?
And a lot of this is the funny part is a lot of these men create their own experiences with these women.
Yes.
Right. Right. So they are interacting with women, complaining about them, and then continuing to choose the same woman they complain about.
Yes.
Right. Like, we're not saying that the woman who wants to finesse you, the woman who's just out here just doing things recklessly and without care is not out there. Right. But how can you also complain about something and then you still want to fuck? How can you judge something and you still want to fuck?
Yeah.
How can you, like, listen, it'll be the guys who are making all these judgments and these statements. No, you know what I said? I said, how on one end, women with OnlyFans or sluts and whores and all this thing in the third, but they making millions of dollars per month. This money coming from somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
It's coming from somebody.
Yes, sir.
So
we have a question here, Ty. How to lose the people-pleaser mentality when you were raised like that?
I want to see my guy Sneaker doing, because I think y'all have an interesting conversation about this, and you know, discussions and viewpoints on. Are you not home?
Yo, it's not what it looks like. This is for a movie. This is not for.
Oh my God, Sneaker getting makeup on. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. Emasculated, man. No, but that'd have been funny as shit. But it's some of the things we debated and he talked about, and we know we first had a conversation that we don't see eye to eye on it. And a lot of guys on the internet are responding to it and fueling it, and it only shows that they share the same viewpoints. So my thing is what I do is I don't judge anyone. I could go back to the drawing board and I evaluate it holistically.
Yeah.
And I say, so where is this coming from? What's fueling this? What is this point of view communicating indirectly and directly, right? And what I see is that a lot of guys are looking at the issue from the wrong standpoint. So, for example, I had a debate with a guy. Mm-hmm. After I went on his stream and we had that debate, another guy went on my Patreon. You know, we did a call and we were having a debate about the significance of looks, status, and money and things like that. And he was like, I think you overestimate game, and game is not important, and game is not this and this, that, and the third, right? So first off, he had to realize that his definition of game was terrible, right? What he thought game was not what it really was.
Yes.
And then on top of that, when he went into the statistics of, well, you know, the top such and such percentage of men have all the access to the other 99% of women, and that these women only want these guys. Well, first of all, brother, you're concluding something which is trying to push a narrative. Well, you're not even saying nothing about it. Like, when you're believing all these statistics and pushing them over going outside. Like, brother, there are plenty of ugly dudes with bad bitches, and these dudes don't have status. They don't have money. How are women all gold diggers when you have, listen, women will empty her bank account for the man she fuck with. She'll sign a loan in his name. She'll give him her car. She'll get, listen, you don't know. Listen, when has the last time that you've seen and experienced these things so it feels like a unicorn to you? And then you may go, well, I'm just telling you, we can get into it, but it's deep, dog. It's deep.
So, Mr. Rowland, the thing is that, okay, how you array, okay, we, as men, is your mother raised you the way she only knew how to raise you. So there's no knock on your mother of how she raised you. And the thing is that, okay, part of the great sexual side of me is love to please women in the bedroom. I the only time I want to please her is when I make her sexually smile and sexually think and sexually react. That's where the pleaser comes in at. But what I'm getting from you, you want to please everybody. You want, I guess, to please, I think you want everybody to like you for some odd reason, or you don't want anybody to judge you. And again, I can say this for myself, and I can sure say for young Ty over here, as black men, we're always judged. There are people out there that hate us for the color of our skin, right? There are people out there that will say nasty things, give us mean looks. Hell, there are even women out there that will hold their purses walking by. I mean, it's just how it is. But guess what? So what? Hey, I don't give a fuck. I don't think of it because it's none of my business. My job is not to worry about what the outside world thinks about me because I'm only thinking of myself. Now, again,
Steve, somebody clicks the StreamYard link. Can they? Is it allowed them to join?
Yeah. The one I sent you, yes, they can join that one. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm gonna send it to the guy that I wanted you to have this discussion with, right? Because it will be differing point of views. This is supposed to be like a constructive.
No doubt. No, it's your boy. I'll give him respect. Yeah, you know me.
Right. Let me see. I'm gonna text him right now. He said he could do it. Surely he's doing like a short film for something, so he's getting like some black eye makeup done.
Yeah,
or something
like
that.
Yeah, come on in. Yeah, we can come on in. Yeah, we got time. Yeah. Student of the league, have him come on up, and then we'll have him in, and we'll chop it up and see maybe why he hates himself. So we'll find out. We'll find out, man. I mean, we'll break him down with peace. I won't chew him up. I'll easily break him down, and show y'all, man. I live for this, but that's what I'm saying. That
it's gonna be funny as hell. It's my dog, though.
If it's your boy,
we always class heads when it comes to
If it's your boy, I'll give him respect, but I'll break him down respectfully. I'll break him down respectfully because.
None popped up yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet. When he pop up, I can bring. I can sit the bomb. So once it pop up, I'll pop him in. Yeah, tell him.
Did it let you join?
Hold on, I just texted for Wi-Fi. All right.
So he's on the way in.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll bring it. So this.
Chad, what's some specific points? What's some specific points that y'all want to hear discussed? Because I can't really remember everything
last time.
I know the correlation between a body count and being a hoe or.
Right, is that what he talks about? I mean, we can start from
there. That could be a point. Chat might know more specifically.
Oh, here he is. Let me bring him in. Let me bring him in. Why is he?
Diego, can you there?
Hey, what's up, big dog?
How you doing right now? Feminine shit. This is a movie, so just so you know.
Listen.
This is where I wanted to take place. So, just so you know, Steve. Steve, this is my guy, Sneeko. He's a content creator.
What's up, Sneeko?
You know,
what's up?
How you doing? In real in-depth videos that makes people think and discuss a lot of different
topics.
Respect. He's going very viral lately. He's been having a lot of hot takes that people have been loving and enjoying. Shout out to the success, too. I ain't gonna ever say that to you, though. And Sneeko, this is my guy, Steve the Dean, the man Mindset. He do dating coaching, like, you know, one-on-one advice and stuff like that. And I wanted this conversation to have because we were just talking about how guys use or try to correlate a woman having a lot of sex and then, you know, label her and judge her from that. So I know that your standpoint on that might be more concrete on, well, if she's having a lot of sex or fucking a lot of these dudes, it's going to impact her this way.
And, yeah, the more dick equals more crazy.
Well, you want to get into that? I'm gonna let y'all discuss. I'm a moderator. I'm not involved. I've been in the game since I was 9 years old, so believe me, I know games. So you're saying that the more dick she has, the more crazy she has, the more crazy she is.
Yes, the more ran through she is, the more insane she gets, and her standards gets higher. She starts comparing. So women don't really have a good example of a man besides the last guy they fucked. They don't really understand us.
Okay.
That's why the more guys she fucks, she's what a woman really wants is a relationship. So the more she gets ran through, she's been used up by a bunch of guys who have tricked her into a one-night stand. So she starts going crazy. That's how she gets more toxic.
Okay, well, here's the thing. All right.
Well, let's break that down. Hold on. Let's break that down. Steve, would you agree that guys do manipulate women and get them to have them one-night stands?
I agree.
Based on her past. Sneeko, essentially what you're saying is that her past interactions with men sets her standard of a man.
Yeah, once a girl fucks a guy with a condo, she's not going back to an apartment.
Hold on. Let's connect this. Let's just make sure it's fully elaborated.
Yeah, exactly.
That sets her standard of a man, right? And then to expand on that, it's like, then you're saying that the more her standard of a man with the men she interacts with, it throws her standard completely off.
Not only does it throw her standard off, but it also just warps her view of men and what she wants from a relationship. And it takes her, the more dick she takes, the further and further she gets away from what she naturally should be, which is a submissive wife.
Okay. Now,
she should be. She wants a loyal relationship. A woman doesn't want a bunch of dicks. They want one dick that they really love.
Okay.
All right, let me break it down.
Okay. Here's your first problem, dog. Who says the guys that she fucking are men? They're not men. They're weak, soft males, number one, okay? And number two is women are allowed to sleep with whoever they want to sleep with. The fact that you're automatically saying because they sleep with a guy that they have an attitude, let's look at the weak individuals they messing with. They're sleeping with guys who don't know how to kiss, who don't know how to fuck, who don't know how to have, who don't even know how to talk to the woman like a man does. So most women get weak men all the time. So the reason why she's frustrated is because she actually wants a man who cannot, I don't care about treatment, you know, man that can lead her and have structure. Most guys that you're talking about don't have structure. So if you go to a restaurant that has no structure in it, are you going to keep going back to it? Aren't you going to?
I understand your point, but I don't want to have to put up with all the girls' past problems.
Okay, but wait, but you don't. Okay, what man puts up with a past problem? A man doesn't put up with a past problem because what she does in her past is none of my business. Just like what I'm doing in my present is none of her business. Only reason you make her pass a point is if you ask to see this, peep you out. A lot of guys who don't have game will ask her about her past. A lot of guys with no game will ask her about her, how many women she sleep with.
I'm going to connect the dots on this one. So I see it as both, right? So she fucks with 10 guys in the past, right? And they fuck up or distort her view of what she thinks a man is. You're going to deal with the bullshit that they either tolerated or encouraged in her. But at the same time, when she interacts with the man you are, you also weed her out of that expectation, and you don't. You experience them. It'll be a little backlash or friction, but ultimately it won't be your issue because you'll weed her outside of that expectation. And she'll see what the standard is from what you expect.
Right. Let me ask you a question.
Maybe
That's true, but I don't even think you need to ask. I think it's pretty obvious.
How
right, right. Steve, it may show itself in her behavior.
Well, yeah,
this is where
but not necessarily her behavior. Okay, here's the thing. How can it show in her behavior when all she's been dealing with, okay, you hear me? How can it show up in her behavior when all she's dealing with are weak guys who can't even communicate themselves to her? So how can you see a woman and automatically know she has a lot of partners? Because women can see what people don't understand about game is the slutty women dress nice and the good girls dress like whores just because they want the attention. So just because she dresses a certain way doesn't mean that she's actually a slut. So are you basing it off of how she dresses, or are you basing it off of what she says to show you that she has a high count?
Her attitude, not how she dresses.
Okay, what about her attitude? Tell me about her attitude. Come back. What about her attitude?
Okay, say you're at a drive-thru.
Yeah.
And she's asking for your order. Like, let me get some chicken wings. Let me get some chicken nuggets. Let me get the barbecue sauce. Let me get this. And then you're like, okay, you're trying to, it's like too confusing. And you're like, okay, just you tell them. And then you see her get frustrated because you didn't read her mind and you didn't do what her past boyfriend did, which is just tell her all the order out. And so she gets tight, she gets mad, and she's like all frustrated because she's like, well, but my boyfriend before, he always ordered for me.
Okay, I understand it, but see, all right, let me tell you when you have game. First off, I'm not buying her no chicken wings because I'm going to take her to Lake, spread your ass cheeks, and we're going to feed the ducks with a loaf of bread. Second off, if she disrespects me, because as a man, you let her know that I'm a drama-free man. And if you disrespect me, I will pull this car out, open the door, and escort you out. See, there are no problems when you have game because a woman's going to realize that real men don't play. But see, this is what you're saying. And I say this with love, my brother. It's like you're taking a victim role because why aren't you controlling the woman that's disrespecting you in your car versus sitting there and justifying and giving her some extra chicken wings and some barbecue sauce when she should be buying you chicken wings and barbecue sauce? So I need you to help me out. When the woman is disrespecting you, why are you allowing the disrespect?
I'm not allowing it. I tell her no, and I'm the same thing. I kick her out, and I don't tell her. But it's the disrespect in the first place. It's even the fact to have attitude and feel a type of way about that. That's the shit that pisses me off.
Right.
To even expect that and having that expectation.
Right, I got you. But beat this game. Beat this young man. You're right. Listen. Even me, I'm a bad motherfucker. But they would do it to me, too. Listen, in a game that I learned when I was 9 years old, I think you weren't around back then. The game I learned when I was 9 years old, young man, is that they will always do bite the gold, okay? And they bite the gold to see if it's fool's gold or if it's the real deal. So that means even for me, they're going to see, okay, he's talking a good game, but is he actually going to do something if I act out of line, if I act out of order, if I am disrespectful? So every woman is going to test. Every woman is going to test a man to see what they can get away with. So what I'm saying is that maybe she didn't, like if I was in your situation and we pulling up. Now, first off, I wouldn't feed her because I don't feed women. I'll give her some ice cream or something, but that's about it. So we're at Lake, spread your ass cheeks, feeding some ducks, and she cops an attitude. I'm going to check the behavior. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to check the behavior, and she's going to understand that if this behavior happens again, she's going to get dismissed. And if you're doing that, then how can you have a problem with women if you're controlling the narrative, sir?
I think you got a good point. I think maybe in my past I've tolerated too much disrespect.
There. I respect that. I respect that, young man.
Too much disrespect.
Yes.
But that,
yes.
That comes from the sim mentality that they raise us with in the West now. They tell us that there's supposed to be an equal relationship. And, you know, you don't really understand that a lot of women will act like children. And they will test you until you show discipline.
No, and I respect, young man, I respect you. You're seeing game here. But listen, here's the thing. Listen, let me watch this young man. The world says, hey, now, let's not even say the world. Even your mom right now would tell you probably to open the door, buy her a dinner, and tell how cute she is. But guess what? As a man, I'm not doing that shit. I do what I want to do. See, the world can say whatever it wants to say. But when you have game, you are the world. You set the law, the standard, and the rules, big dog.
Right.
Because as a solution-based man, I don't deal with problems. A problem to me is a meteor the size of Jupiter heading towards Earth. That's a problem. But a modern, what y'all call modern women or past women or Martian women, whatever the terminology you use, women aren't a problem to a man because she will be dismissed and replaced. You see what I'm saying, fam?
Oh, do you agree?
I do. I like what he's saying.
Okay, I'm going to apply that.
And young man, another thing you should be doing right now while you're talking to me, you should be in her ear right now saying, you know what, while you put this makeup on, I'm going to make it up to you by letting you take me out so I can put my makeup mind on you and layer myself. Let me be the blush to make you smile. Let me be the eyeliner to lighten your eyes. Let me go ahead and lay my game on you. Yo, I can see that. Saying, yo, man, that's game.
You gotta laugh over here.
You see what I'm saying? Let me make you smile. Over, bring her back over here. Let me put the camera on her real quick. Let me
show
you. Let me show you something, man.
Oh my God.
What I'm saying is,
how are you?
I'm good. Hey, I'm good because you're talking to me right now. You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that, you know what? If you were putting makeup on me, I would say, you know what? I love you putting the makeup on me. So allow me to take you out so I can see what's behind that smile. So I can get to know you in a more intimate way, because you know what? That smile right there, that thing you just did right there, that's the reason why I want to talk to you, because you know what? You're not used to someone that wants to go deeper than your body. Yes, you may have a sexy body, but you know what? Your body isn't everything to me. It's what's behind.
It is not, honey,
right.
Your time.
It's behind, right, because I don't want to waste your time or my time. I don't want to waste your time or my time, but I'm going to make time. You want to know why? Because you look like the kind of woman that can show me that, you know what? You're the kind of woman that can show me that you're more than my curiosity, my attention, and you can be worth my time and then worth my respect. And if you're lucky enough, you might get the direct, but we ain't talking about that right now. What we're talking about right now is seeing what you are about and what I'm about, where we can go out and get to know each other in a more intimate way while you're painting that, while you're putting that on me, because I love your stroke in my face like that. So I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to stroke your mind the same way. How about that?
Okay.
See that? All right. All right, yeah.
I mean, as long as you're not about the sex, because I'm not into that.
Well, baby girl, we already having sex. I'm thinking about the mental. I'm not trying. I'm not trying to. I don't need to have sex with you, because right now we're sparring right now. So you must understand. And to be honest with you, I'm not here to have sex with you. I'm here to show you why you should sleep with me. So once you realize that I'm that guy and you realize that you want to invite me in, I'll be happy to come on in and touch you in ways that you're not used to by the way I talk to you, the way I make you smile, the way I make you blush, the way I make you think and react. I got you. You just got to take your time and give me the opportunity to show you why me. That's all I'm saying. Forget about that sex stuff. You see what I'm saying?
So, I love that.
Yeah, so you make sure you take. Yeah, you make
so
sure you take.
The whole movement. Like.
I know. I not only my whole movement. You're gonna see the movement I have with you though, because what I'm gonna hit you with is your core. I want to move.
This is a lot.
You was pimping back in the day, right? Okay.
No, I was never a pimp. I wasn't a pimp. I'm a man. I'm just a man.
Who my nigga Steve's different, man. He's different, man. My nigga Steve's different, man.
Yeah, you got me. Put me on. You got to send me his ID as YouTube or something. I got to learn more.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, hey, young man. Hey, before you go, tell her the man mindset at gmail.com. Tell her to go and hit your boy up if she wants to.
I'm going to get her yesterday.
Tell old girl. Hey, girl. Yeah, anyway, you lock it in. Hold on. Hey, lock that in, baby girl, okay? All right. So there you go. You see that? Do I need receipts? Come on, man. Ty, this is what I'm saying. I wasn't disrespectful or anything. I broke it down. And you want to know, Ty? Because I set the expectation before I even met her of what I wanted to be, say, and do, and I just did it.
Yeah, listen. You might not even find out like the or understand like the significance of this, but that's one of the most biggest names on the internet right now. The dude that you just debated.
All right, well, cool.
And listen, it was good to see, like, you know what I'm saying, he respected this. That's why I fuck with Sneeko, even though I know he has some misunderstandings about the game. You know, his frustration, his passion is misplaced. I know he is a smart individual. He's very intelligent. So when you he'll actually understand things and learn.
Yeah.
And some guys, you know, some guys get too stuck in their narrative or fuck women and women this and women that. But as you saw, Sneeko was respectful. Sneeko was like, you know what I'm saying? Well, it's just stuff I check it out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not just stuck on his narrative of women are this and women are that. That's why I fuck with Sneeko. It's potential. Because even when I went on his stream, we didn't agree on everything. We went, you know, back and forth on certain things. But I saw that his mind was still open. Even if it was a crack in the door.
Yeah, right.
It was still open.
And what you notice is through communication and more understanding, he understood where I was coming from. Thus, he understood that what he was doing at the time was he was reacting versus acting. He was reacting to her actions of chicken wings, so to speak, or her attitude. And a man doesn't react. We move. We make moves. We make things happen. So, yeah, I'm glad I met. But again, I don't know him or that woman, but I showed him some game. What did that woman say? Yeah, that guy, yeah. And you see how she was smiling, how she was blushing? It was already over because I kept it clear, concise, and impactful. I didn't beat around the bush. I didn't ask her any questions. I didn't ask her what she did for a living, what she's looking for, because I'm the one she's looking for. That's game. So how can there be?
It's nothing about modern women and women this and
nothing
of these titles that the internet feeds you. And you know, and you know what? That's why guys are like, well, you know, Leslie said it. I was bridging the gaps in the beginning because I know that's where the debate could have gone completely wrong. Because it's both are right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yes, she has had past experiences with men. And yes, this past experiences has distorted her vision of what a man is, right?
Yes.
But then on top of that, there's also the other side of the coin, which you do as a man when you set the new standard, the new experience, the new bar, and how you can change that entire narrative from what she's expecting versus what she's experiencing.
Right.
Fucking expectation. What about the experience I'm going to give her as the man that I am in the bar I'm going to set? I don't give a fuck if she's used to calling her guy bro, can go on a little level or a higher or more complicated level of how the dynamic of the relationship is ran. And guys, again, this is not out of control, spite, or you know, some, excuse me, manipulative narrative. This is just off of structure and principle of who I am. And it actually will benefit her in turn.
Yeah.
The better the man she deals with, the better the woman she'll become.
Right, because the way I see it is I'm the benefit, Ty. I'm just giving her the opportunity for a life to change. That's all I'm giving her. I'm just giving her the opportunity for a life to change in a way. Because as I said, Ty and I, we are at our core. We see everybody's, y'all are seeing what it's like to be at your core, what a woman has never experienced. So I already know there's going to be change, there's going to be structure, and there's going to be her following my lead because I'm going to show her. See, remember, we talked about the door behind the door. She's only at the, matter of fact, excuse me, she's not even at the, you ready, guys? She's not even on the street. No, she's not even in the neighborhood to go to the street, to go to the house, to get to the first door. That's how deep, to access the other doors. That's how far away she is. And what I'm saying to you guys out here, through our structure of the expectation we have for ourselves, Ty, I'm going to show her how to get into the neighborhood, find the street, find her house, and unlock the first door of many doors through my instruction. And through that alone, I will get submission. No matter how mad, bitter, angry, mean mugging, she will learn happiness through me, Ty.
Mm-hmm. And ladies, keep in mind, we don't just expect you to be a submissive woman. We don't expect you to just submit to any man, any man's weak leadership, his weak, fearful way of living. You know what I'm saying? So we don't even push that whole narrative that the internet pushes. Excuse me. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I hear you, brother. Go ahead. Yes, I can hear
you. Can you hear me? All right, I'm talking to the camera. But
go ahead.
Like, we don't just expect that, oh, you're supposed to be submissive and you're supposed to cook and clean and do this. Oh, some of these niggas don't, some of these men, excuse me, or they claim to be men, do not deserve that treatment. They do not deserve that side of you, that level of vulnerability, that level of submission. So this is a double-sided thing. This ain't just a double standard and a woman is supposed to be this. No, a man is supposed to be this in order for a woman to be that. What is common sense?
Right. Well, this young man saying, I'll be real. I don't want to work hard.
Don't want to work. What is the hard working?
Well, he doesn't want to work. Well, that's part of it. But here's the biggest problem. I want to say, talk about the last thing. He said, why should I when I have so much? All right, listen, brother. SP, let me explain something to you, young man. You know who my greatest competition is? The motherfucker in the mirror. Now, I have no competition but me. And I am always trying. See, I can't defeat the tomorrow me, but I can kick the today me and yesterday's me. But I'm always competing against myself. I'm not competing against the outside world. Matter of fact, when I was talking to that woman on the show right there, my mind told me, it said, Steve, I bet you can't get her in 12 moves. I said, I bet you I'm going to try to get her in 7. Game on. And I got her. Mm-hmm. I think I got her like maybe 9 or 5. I don't remember how many moves it was. But guess what? That's the competition. She's not the competition. Mm-hmm. She's just in the competition. I am the one that competes against me, Ty. What say you, brother?
Remember what we said about your relationship with yourself? I'll be real. I don't want to work hard. That's why I don't care. That's why I care about her expectations. How is being yourself? What's so working hard about being yourself? Let me say this. If she, like an example Sneeko gave where he was like, you know, you go into the, you order food or some shit like that. And she goes, she gives you attitude and says, well, blah, blah, blah. And that's because our last guy used to do this, whatever, right? I wouldn't consider that working hard by putting my foot down because I would have did it anyway. It is innate. It is instinctual. It comes natural. It's nothing working hard about my standard. It's hard to you because you would rather what? Submit, turn your cheek. You would rather take the easy way out. So of course it seems hard to you because you don't understand the life of someone who challenges themselves constantly. So maybe it does seem hard from your level of thinking. Yeah. And then we get to the next statement. To what Taekwondo said, why should I when I have so much competition against me? Brother, competing in what? And guess what? Let's say this. All right, let's feed into that narrative. The competition of am I as handsome as that guy, as tall, or having as much money? I'll take the game she's playing and change the board. That is checkers. I play chess. We're not even on the same board.
All day.
You dig deeper than that when you think deeper as a man. I'm telling y'all need to see this in real life, bro. And it comes out, and look at how you even literally formed this sentence, bro.
Yeah.
It shows what you think of yourself and how you position yourself in life.
Yeah, SP, your SP, this problem is, and again, brother, the game ain't for everybody, and everybody can't be a man, unfortunately. Because here's the thing. There is nothing like working on my scribe, my marketing team, my culinary school, my studio. As we speak, I'm thinking about an erotic poem in my head I'm about to drop, like maybe today, because I got the thoughts in my head of how games should be. So what I'm saying to you, young man, is that what is sad is you don't see the beauty of your mind, and it is sad that you want to just be complacent and be satisfied with who you are today, knowing that you are in the 7th month, the 28th day of the year, and you're the same guy you were last year, and you're satisfied with that, and that's a sad thing, man. That's a sad thing, man. Let me see this guy. Should I cupcake and say poetry? No, see, I don't know what's wrong with you guys. You know what came, KL? Let me say something to you real quick. Listen. You know what I love about you guys? Y'all want to say poetry is weak and soft, but you're the first guy to turn on your radio. You're the first guy to go on YouTube. You're the first guy to go on any app to listen to music. Don't you understand everything is music is poetry. Music is words, man, that express thought. That's all it is. So if you feel that it's cupcaking, then you've got it all wrong. Because where is the worship? If the work, see this caller, I don't think you just saw what we just witnessed a few minutes ago, and all that was from poetry because I'm poetic to myself. And see, what you don't understand is I'm a student of the game. If I'm telling you to do poetry and learn that, it's because you've got to work on your mouthpiece, because you've got to learn how to talk a woman out of pussy versus buy and barter a woman to go out and
beg, buy, yeah. Barter, beg.
All that, man.
Be good enough.
Yeah.
So a lot of y'all have to realize, man, y'all gonna learn to put some respect on Steve's name, respect on this side of you know, how the way of this coaching is ran. Like I said, we even give advice to women and connect with women.
Even with women. Yeah.
Even when we talk to men, it's not as it's about, well, that bitch should expect this and blah, blah, blah. No, what are you doing in order to create that result that you're intending? Are you creating the problem you're complaining about? How are you supporting the problem you're complaining about? So and to add into that, you know, when you say something like this, you're trying to replace poetry with being poetic. You're trying to place being an artist with being artistic, and starting to see the rhythm in everything you do and how you do it. And you think you can just throw some poetry at it and that makes you poetic. You think you can ask a question like, where will you be in 10 years and what's your life's purpose and goals? And that makes it a deep conversation. It does not. So guys always try to do that, Steve. When I came with the whole deep, not wide thing. And guys try to, you know, come up with their own assumptions of, well, so basically it's this. Well, ain't nothing basic about it, brother. They think it's just, well, let me talk about a deep topic. A deep topic does not make a deep conversation. Let me ask a deep question. A deep question does not make a deep conversation. Well, I mean, like, yeah. Brother, y'all missed the whole point.
Missed the point, man. You missed the point. But here's the thing. If you feel, and again, I'm not going to argue with you. If you feel like I'm worshiping women, then you at the wrong place, because if you looked around, I only worship me. And I don't
just to get, they said, just to get her official. Who said this is all about her pussy?
Right. Wait. Who's trying to get her? And why would you see? Okay. This is what you can tell about you. Why would you say her fish hole? Why? Like she smell. But it's amazing that it's amazing that you want to tear women down, and you have no mouthpiece. You don't know even know the first thing to say to the woman. And this is the kind of person you are. You think by tearing a woman down makes you feel good about yourself. But you ain't the one that can pull women, motherfucker. I'm telling you, you with some real ones on this panel. And tell you, there was a football player that said this in the 70s. Don't talk to me when you drive through my neighborhood. Call me when you move in or become my neighbor. Because if all you doing is driving by with that silly ass shit, then you're not even worth my time. What the fuck, man? Pick my sword up, shit. So we got another one.
We got any calls in the line?
Let me check the line for the call and everything. Oh, yeah, we got a call. Let me bring the call in. Erico 470. Sorry for the wait, sir. What's up?
Oh, that's me.
Yes, it's you, sir. How can we help you?
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on?
All right. What's going on, Tom? What's going on, Mr. Steve? All right, so my question is, how do I begin my journey of self-awareness so that I can then move up the triangle with the ultimate goal?
Yeah. Mr. Steve, you call me Steve. I ain't that goddamn. After that performance,
man, they put some stripes in your back now.
Yeah, I'm only 51, dog. I'll be 51 in August. So what's up, buddy? What's going on? What's your question, brother?
And I'm 17. I was just showing my respect.
I appreciate that. Thank you. What's your question,
my
brother?
My question is, how do I begin my journey of self-awareness so that I can then move up the triangle? And my long-term goal is to leverage the assets that I have now and that I may not realize, so that I can then move forward and create more assets from the original that I have now.
Ty, you can go first.
Well, see, when you're talking about moving up in a triangle, I'm talking about that pyramid of self-mastery video I did. So what you really need to realize is that you already are self-aware. You know, what's happening is you're either deciding to ignore it in some form of cognitive dissonance to take a soft lie, or you can choose to face it, learn from it, review it, and improve on it. And the conscious decision to grow. You see, you either see things as opportunities or you run from them. Temptation. This is not, I have a porn addiction and my self-control. That's an opportunity to show how strong I am. And you see what happens is, you have to change the entire framing of how you see yourself in these situations, and that will change the decisions that you make in these situations, and it will lead to a more desired result that you want. And over time, this practice of always being taking the hard truth and always honoring the path that will grow you the most is where you'll get the farthest.
Yeah, caller, what I would say you have to do is take out the how and tell me the what. What are you doing to move towards yourself? What are you doing right now?
Right now, I feel like I'm in a stage of self-education.
Tell me what you're doing. Don't make statements like that. Tell me what you're doing. What are you doing right now?
Well, along with watching y'all, I try to react different in certain situations to see what worked best for me.
Not answering the question. Like, okay, do you have your puzzle pieces?
I'm lost.
You don't have your puzzle pieces? You said, okay, you just said you listen to both of us. So if you listen to me, I always tell you to get in your car, go to Walmart, go to Michael's, go to Hobby Lobby, go to Amazon. Get your 100-piece puzzle set. I always tell you, get your 100-piece puzzle set. And if you want to start the process of communicating with yourself, go home, dump the pieces on the table, and throw the box away and start putting the puzzle together. The reason why I'm saying that, sir, is because you're doing a lot of watching, which is fine, but where is the communication between yourself and you? Because if all you're doing is watching, and Ty and I talked about this, I think, last week or the week after, you don't even understand your blacksmith right now. And this is why the information is not sticking, because your blacksmith is not taking the diamonds and gold that Ty and I are giving you to forge it to your mindset. Does that make any sense, sir? That's why I'm asking what you're doing.
So in other words, you're saying just trying to seek the knowledge is not enough, but I then have to be the knowledge.
You got to be. Yeah, because remember, we are sex. Remember how we say we are everything, how we are? We are all things. You got them, because we made ourselves that way. Because we reached a level of thinking that few will never reach, but we had to reach it ourselves. No one handed it to us. Does that make any sense?
It does.
Ty, would you like to say anything to this young man?
Can you repeat the point? Can you repeat the question or statement you made?
Which one?
I said, can you repeat the question or statement you made that Steve just responded to?
Oh, when I said seeking knowledge isn't enough, but I then have to become the knowledge.
Right, because listen, it's not about, it's one thing to say, to spit it out, I go deep, not wide, and women do this. Are your actions reflecting who you are? Because there's be, do, and then have, right? Who you are reflects what you'll do, and that reflects what you will have, whether it's physical or material things,
yes,
or it's the circumstances and situations which you interact with. And this is all this is just pointing towards is accountability. I say that to say, start with the be, and then you need to jump straight into the action phase. Okay, so now knowing what I know, what am I going to do about it? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'll sit in your nomadic headspace of fooling yourself who you think you are. And like Steve, had that perfect diagram where he was like, you're just looking at another wall. And a lot of guys do this. What book can I read? Mm-hmm. What video can I watch? What clothes can I wear? What they all just look at another wall, which traps them in themselves, and they're not really getting anywhere.
Right, exactly, young man. And also, big guy, one thing you got to do, do you have a smart TV at home?
I do.
Okay, so you have Netflix on your TV, right? On your smart TV?
Right.
Okay. What I want you to do, because I did this when I couldn't do what you were doing at a young age. I had to just listen to classical music. But what I want you to do tonight is take an action or thought that you have that you use in action that to get a result, whether it was good or bad. And I want you to turn all your lights, before you go to bed tonight, turn all your lights out, go to Netflix and type up fireplace. All right, type up fireplace in Netflix. And I want you to stare into the fire, and I want you to go over what it is you worked on and talk to yourself about what happened and what adjustments you can make. That's how you evolve, young man. See, you don't evolve by just saying I'm going to do something or listen to somebody. You got to take whatever we give you, that information, and have a serious discussion with yourself to see the things of how it can benefit you, because you don't need all the pieces of the animal. Just take the pieces that are good for you. You take the ones that are good for you, use those as your adjustments. That's how you evolve every day. But if all your see what your mind, okay, Carl, you listen to me? Carl, you still there, right? Let me show you what your mind is
doing. I am. I'm listening.
I'm glad you called in what you said, but your mind was screwing you over because your mind actually thought, made you think that what you were doing was winning. But what you were doing was, like Ty was saying, just look at another wall in the same prison that you're in. So that was the trick your mind did. And the good thing you called in, because if you would have kept doing the same things, you would just look at different walls every day and not grow at all. Ty, what say you, my brother?
And you, if you are not constantly pushing that thing you call a comfort zone, or if you're not constantly changing the narrative of who you are to yourself and gearing towards strength or independence, then you're probably depending on someone else. You're probably becoming weaker. And it's a saying, what do they say? There's no such thing as consistent. You're either growing or dying. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like you're either growing or you're dying. You know what I'm saying? So I say that to say you could apply that to anything. You apply that to your finances. You know what I'm saying? Well, I've been making the same salary for blah, blah, blah. Well, if your money has not been increasing, but inflation has, then your money is actually going down, even if you've been keeping it consistent. It's the same thing for your life. You need to outgrow the inflation of everything, not just financially. I hope you can take that metaphor and apply it to, you know, other areas of your life.
Yes.
Because guess what? Once you do something which was bold for you, right, and pushed your comfort zone, even if it was approaching a woman or applying for a new job or trying or taking a course or going back to school, we can make all different types of shit up.
Yes.
If you stay there, you're the same person you were before you joined, a person who stays stagnant.
Yes. Yes.
No matter what level of stagnant that is.
Right. And that's why you got to go out and get it today. Even if
you know what I asked Steve? You know what I asked Steve? Call it. This has nothing to do with you. It's just the way the game in life is.
Mm-hmm.
I have to hold myself accountable every day to make sure I'm on my shit. Yes. And I have to call myself out when I'm not. Yes. And I'm pretty sure the same for Steve. Yes. Steve, don't you got to call yourself out? And like, what the fuck was that, dog? That was some bullshit.
All day. Because you know what? When I was talking to that woman, I was saying, what the fuck was that? I should have made her blush more because I got her. I had her at the blush, but I made her smile more. What the fuck was that, Steve? We could have rolled up the blush. But see, Ty is right. Even call her. Even in that, get Tyler. Caller.
Caller.
Even though we're still talking, in my mind, I'm already processing where I fucked up. Even though it's a victory, I'm not satisfied. Because right now, even though I had that woman live on the air, that wasn't enough for me because I could have made better adjustments. I'm not satisfied with that shit. Matter of fact, I'm kicking myself in the ass as we speak now because I know I could have done better. You see what I'm saying, caller? That's what game is.
Yes, sir.
I don't give a fuck about the negative stuff because the negative stuff is none of my business. Ty?
Just like that, bro. So, Carla, even in that moment, can you even believe that at the same time that Steve is putting on a show and performance and guys like, oh, my God, like they was going crazy in my chat. Oh, my God, like, damn. And even the woman was wild. She was shocked. She was breathtaking. Steve is still criticizing himself.
Bad job.
Still saying that wasn't good enough.
Not good enough.
So if he's criticizing himself and beating his own standard and hard on himself and appreciating himself, when does another man come into your mind, Steve?
Never.
Right. So what you guys do is you live up to another person's expectation of you. You view yourself through their eyes, but you don't know what it's like to view yourself through your own eyes, love yourself, and still be hard on yourself. Yeah. You want to solve, and guess what, Carla? You know what happens when you can't do this for yourself? You tolerate it from other people, and you tolerate these relationships in your own life. Carla, one of the first things I noticed when I went from that semi people pleaser, gentle, whatever the fuck kind of mentality when I started being hard on myself, is that it changed the treatment and love and way I express myself to those around me. I don't sugarcoat nothing to anybody around me. Why? Because my level of love is telling you something that can grow you or improve you. I'd rather tell you something that hurts your feelings, like, damn. I'd rather have you damn near about to cry or saying, you know what, you're right, versus I feel good. Yeah. You know, it's not like I'm throwing myself on anybody. I may make it clear. Hey, here's my intention with this. And then I'm going to give you what you need to hear.
Right.
That's the standard I have for myself, and that's the standard I have for the relationships with everybody around.
Yeah, last thing, caller, before we grab any of these questions. Caller, at the end of the day, I got to have a meeting between my marketing team, my culinary school, my drug lab. We got to meet because there's a problem here, because I didn't do what I'm not happy right now. I am not happy because I could have done better. I need to bring the studio lab in. We got to have a meeting. We got to have a big ass meeting in my boardroom, in my mind, to see what we did wrong. So I can go over the film to see that, nah, man, I could have done much better. So again, but this is what I love about myself, is because I'm never going to be satisfied with winning. I'm never satisfied. I can always do better. Always. That's why I constantly rehearse me, to perfect me to today's me, not tomorrow's me. Because I can't fuck with tomorrow's me, because that guy tomorrow will kick my ass. Because he's going to be greater than who I am today. Now, me today can beat the shit out of me yesterday, because he ain't shit now. I'm the shit right now. But if the tomorrow's me, I ain't even fucking with him right now. Ty, what you want to say before we get to this question right here? But thank you, caller.
No, caller. Is everything clicking?
No, thank you.
All right.
And I'm telling you, caller, listen, especially in today. I'm going to say this to you, 17. Especially in today's age, right? And not to disrespect any time before, right? But guess what? You have a phone in your pocket. You have a TV in your living room.
Yeah.
Probably a game in your room as well. All of these are places for someone else to push their narrative on you, to control you, to feed you what they want you to think and how they want you to view the world, and try to manipulate you and feed their judgment into you. And guess what? You're human. So there may be something within you that's flawed, that desires for that narrative to be pushed. So you have a sort of bias to be lied to because it feels better. So unless you're creating your own standard, brother, you're probably living on someone else's. There's no in between. There's no, well, you know, I kind of sort of sometimes it is or it's not. And that's how cutthroat you got to be with it.
Right.
There's no choice. There's no choice between, well, I'm going to be lazy and sit back here, and I'm going to be comfortable. It's no choice. You cannot tolerate the slightest tolerance of that kind of thinking. You got to kill it and nip it in the bud.
All right.
So that's the last thing I want to close
with. All right, 471, we'll throw you back in. Guys, you want to call in, go ahead. We got a question. We got two questions already up in the queue. But see, this is where I don't understand why y'all think I'm trying to discourage you. My job is not to make you feel bad. My job is to be honest with you guys. The world is set with winners and losers. People that eat grass, or animals that eat grass, and those that eat meat, predators and prey. That's just how the world works. And see, you must understand, it's not me that decides if the game is for you or not. It's up to you to decide if the game is for you or not. That what you do is none of my business. But I'm honest enough to let you know by the statements that you are making that this ain't for you, dog. You are exactly where you should be right now, because there's no light under your ass to want to be better than what you are right now. So I don't want to discourage you. I want to encourage you to keep being that nice guy, because Taekwondo guys in the dojo and my Me Peel community will love you for the flowers you buy women, for women walking all over you, for the fact that we got to fuck your women to keep her in line. So we love guys like you. So I don't want to discourage you. I encourage you to just keep not doing anything, accepting being mediocre, make excuses, keep blaming the world, and keep being what you are. I love you for who you are, because you help my dogs out. Ty, what say you, brother? Oh, wait, Ty, we can't. Oh, Ty's on the phone. Okay, Ty's on the phone. So I got you. I got you. So, yeah, so Ty's on the phone. But let me get to the next question. If a woman says Guys, am I reading this wrong? If a woman says for from where you want to meet her at, if a woman stays far from where you want to meet her at, do you meet her halfway or do you get her to come with game? But here is where, Mike J, this is where you lose, sir. Get her to come where? What makes you, okay, Mike, let me explain something to you. Women have to be cautious. A woman is not just going to meet you at your place. This is not porn. There's nothing wrong with meeting a woman in a safe environment. So if she wants to meet you halfway, meet her halfway. But you're saying, do you get her to come with game? I have no problem meeting someone halfway. What's wrong? Listen, you're not even looking at the game of what's happening right here. She wants to meet you. She's putting in effort. So if she's putting in effort and she wants to meet you, then what is wrong with meeting her halfway? I don't understand what you mean, or how do you get her to come with game? Come where with game? I don't understand. I don't understand. What is the meaning when a woman calls you a hoe? Hey, peep, tell her thank you. Tell her, you know, that is the kindest thing. Guys, listen to me. And I'm not being a dick here. I'm keeping it a buck with y'all. I do not want a woman to call me nice, sweet, kind, thoughtful, understanding, and all those stabbing me words. I want to be called an asshole, a jerk, selfish, conceited. That's what I want to be called. I don't want to be, if she's calling you, that's terms of endearment. If five before I bring her in, if she says to you that you're a hoe, tell her thank you. Tell her, man, tell her because she said such beautiful things that you get to go out with her tonight. That's a term of, that's so beautiful. 504, what's your question, sir? How can we help you? 540, I'm sorry.
I'm going through it right now, man. I'm obvious. I'm just listening to y'all. You hear? Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, speak up. I can't hear. What's up?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm watching the live right now, and I'm really dealing with it because I just got rid of this female, man, that I've been in this relationship with. She's been living with me in my house. She has four kids. I've been out of pocket. I've been out of bounds.
Okay, let me keep going with the game because we got to keep it focused on game and not jokes. So
what just happened?
Well, I just had to let him go because he talking about he living with a woman. It was a troll. It was just a troll. We had to get rid of him. we just get rid of the troll. We're trying to help people out. But hold on. Okay, listen, young man. You say I failed getting one night stands. I'm direct, clear, and I flirt. But what am I doing wrong? Because you're thirsty, you're creepy, you're needy. And there's nothing about you that makes a woman's panties slide
off. Yeah, Culture. Steve's right, because I've never gotten a one-night stand being thirsty or desperate. Jeez. And the only way you'll get one like that is if you're willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
So if you leave with your wallet, you know we don't teach that. I've never paid for any pussy in my life.
Right.
And I plan to die. I plan to die to be able to maintain that statement to be true. But I say that to say, right, it's hard for you to express what it is that creates the one night stand energy, if there is one. It's the same as if you're flirting with a woman or being, you know, flirtatious and seductive. than it is when you are regularly talking to her. There's no special magic in days that puts the spell under her gaze or whatever the fuck you're thinking. You're just so thirsty that she can smell it from a mile away. She'll make sure that you're trying to judge her or use her. I'm not that kind of woman and I'm not that kind of girl. So she won't do it with you because she already knows what you're going
to
do.
Well, Akasha, let me explain to you as well, Ali, what Ty is saying, or piggyback on what he's saying. I just want you to think for a second, okay? This is all I want all you guys to think, okay? Now, what do you think you're saying to a woman that you first meet, okay? Now, please understand this. Everyone listen to me. Every woman that you meet feels a certain way about herself, okay? And this is the truth. Every woman that you meet feels that she believes in herself. She has judgments. There are morals. There are values. And also, she doesn't trust you. So what are you calling a woman that you know nothing about that you're just trying to fuck? What is the judgment you're placing on that? Now, I'm showing you why you lose here. I want you to think for a second. You know nothing about her. And you're automatically thinking life is porn. And you think you're going to magically ask a woman over your house and she's going to say yes to the porn that you watch on TV. And this is why you lose, because see why men like Ty and us can have one night stands. It's because they're so comfortable with the fact that we're not going to back. Okay. Goes back. Hey, Ty, even goes back to that lady. What did she say? I'm not about sex. Remember that lady, Ty? She said that, I'm not making it, you know, if you're making
right,
that sex.
Right, yeah, she's like, I'm not on that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she's not on that sex stuff. And what did I tell her? I'm not on that sex stuff. I'm not on that sex stuff. And I did tell her at the end of the day, I'm going to show you should be fucking me anyway. So that's why I'm not on that sex stuff.
And culture, that statement she made was going to expose a guy like you.
There you go.
Because he would have changed immediately. What? You don't want to have So that was a test statement right there. Like, hey, besides, we already having it. I'm already in your ear. I already got this smiling and blushing. I already just changed the mood. Made you feel. You don't even know my definition of sex. We're already having it. It's not just the penetration, the level of that. But listen, she catches guys like you like that. And then when it comes to a guy like me or a guy like Steve or a guy who moves on his own standard, next thing you know, she's like, well, how did I get here? Like, I changed my whole, I thought I wasn't on sex and I thought I wasn't blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then it just happened. It just happened so fast, as they say.
Yeah, and Coach, if you listen to the thing, I told her we already are having sex. See that? You don't even realize, Coach, you don't even realize how deep it is, man. I don't need to just tell a woman something I know I will get eventually, and she's going to bring it to my fucking feet. Like, who said that? Was it Thanos? Who was that? I want you to bring it to my feet. Who was that? Was it DC or Marvel? Was it Darkseid? Or was that Thanos? Who said that you want to bring it to
me? Might have been Darkseid.
Yeah, it might have been
Darkseid. Right. Because the dude with the axe was coming back.
Yeah, right.
And he was trying to, like, get his approval.
Right. So,
Darkseid. Yep,
yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah.
I'm a DC over Marvel guy, by the way, so I want to just put that.
Yeah. I'm huge. Yeah, so I'm just saying for you guys, because we got the lines on now. We're about to always answer the calls, but I'm just saying, my brother, I appreciate that you're asking for what you want. But with more experience, you're going to stop asking for what you want, and you're going to start positioning yourself to show her why she should be getting with you. But it was a great question to ask. We got two calls in the queue. Let's open them up. 817 into 973 next. 817, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, Steve. What's going on, Ty?
All right. What's up? You got us both. What's up?
What's going on, gang? What's going on?
Yes. So the question I was asking earlier about, you know, if she stayed far and you know, if I'm able to get her to me, as in I have a coffee shop that I already sound checked and everything like that. So is it better to meet her halfway?
Okay, wait a second. But this is where adjustments come in with your sound check. Yes, you have a coffee shop in your vicinity, but what happened? But, again, you got to think beyond this. What happens if I meet a woman that's an hour away from me? What if she's 45 minutes away from me? Then you must be able to expand the coffee shop from the area that you're at and have another coffee shop plan B. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we got the – all right. Let's bring in – all right. Thank you, 817. Let's bring in 973. 973, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Yo. Hey, major props to y'all. I appreciate what y'all doing. Hey, I have something to ask you. Say what?
You heard me call it, the volume is a little bit loud.
So that's loud?
Yeah, you're a little loud. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, what's your question?
Yeah, you're loud. You're loud. Yeah, it's just like you're screaming.
Yeah, what's your question, brother?
Is this better right here?
Yeah, you're good. What's your question, brother? We got
Yeah. Right. There you go.
All right, perfect. All right, so yeah, I appreciate what y'all doing. Y'all really helping a lot of people out. But what I wanted to get to was Ty, you said something about you said it isn't about yourself, but it's about the game. Do you remember you saying that?
Yes.
That kind of threw me off.
What threw you off?
Did that come with what?
How did that throw you off?
Well, I'm under the impression that, okay, when it's about yourself all in all. If you want to strive and become better and have high expectations of yourself, you must put yourself to the test at all times.
But
and
you're part of the game,
though.
You get that, right?
You're part, yeah. She understands.
Part of the game.
Yeah.
You said I'm a part of the game?
I love this metaphor, right? And credit Steven, that's right. You got the chess pieces, the player, the opponent, let's say even the board itself, but then you have chess. You're thinking about the player. That's just a part of chess. You seeing what the woman does is reacting to her. That's the opponent. Or even one of the pieces on the board. See, when you make it too much about you, you lack the insight, the foresight, and the hindsight, which limits your vision to be able to come to a higher understanding and elevation of consciousness in this dynamic. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is...
Steve, you want to jump
into
that?
Okay, so think of it like this. You know your numbers, right? Right? You don't need to be in school now to know numbers. You know numbers. That's inside of you, right? It's part of you. So you can say your numbers anytime. You can add them. You can subtract them, multiply, and divide them as far as you've gone. And game means that if you stopped at, let's say, division or fractions or decimals, game says that you can learn geometry, algebra, calculus. You see, so you can keep going in how you grow. See that, but it's still you. Does that make any sense?
But it's still me. All right.
But it's still
you. I'm sorry.
You.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, but it's still you. We're okay. Ty and I are talking at the place that y'all guys have never been at. Only, like I said, the only time that you have reached your core as a person was in conception. And with numbers and alphabets, those are the only three things that you have a core at, because that you realize that numbers and alphabets will be the same thing where no matter what year it is, no matter what weather or what time, what woman, what place, what thing. You know they will always have one will always start the numbers, A will always start the letters. You see what I'm saying? So that means it doesn't matter where, because you're at your core with numbers and letters. That means that at any time, any place, anywhere around, if it's 5 women, 10 women, if it's in a club, a bar, a bar mitzvah, a funeral, if you're on Mars or Jupiter, you're able to count from 1 to 10 or your ABCs. But your game, as I showed you as far as your numbers, but I show you as far as your letters. Your game is your ABCs, but when you learn game, then you learn phonics. And then after you learn the phonics of the letter, then you can put the two letters together to create a word. Put the words together to create a sentence. Put the sentence together to create a paragraph. Put the paragraphs together to create a page. Put the pages together to create a chapter. Put the chapters together to create a book. Take that book and put it in one library of many books. So that's how deep game. But you already know this is at your core. So what Ty and I are saying is you've already done the necessary things. You got here through conception. You know, you taught yourself how to count. You taught yourself how to do the alphabets. You didn't have to go on fucking YouTube. You didn't have to go on YouTube, Instagram. You didn't even need me and Ty to do this. You did this when you were in kindergarten. You did this when you were in kindergarten watching cartoons and probably picking your nose. You were still doing it. You were still doing it because at that time, you were actually one with yourself. You didn't care about girls. All you cared about was learning that goddamn number or that letter, and I kept working. You kept rehearsing it and working and working and working on it. How you did it? You did it through songs. I did it through mathematics. 3 is a magic number. You had to sing that cake ass song and shit like that. I learned it through songs, but I learned my numbers. That's where the core is. Ty, I'm sorry for going long, but what say you, Ty?
Now, listen, Steve, you on fire today, dog. Listen, this is your highlight. Remember, we need to do these at 4 or 5 o'clock, man. Yo, execution. Man, you got a whole different page today, man. What's going on, man? What's up? But no, you killed him. He said,
yeah,
listen,
okay.
Listen, let it together, you get a word. Put a word together, you get a sentence. Put a sentence together. And guys don't realize that when not in itself being a letter or a number, but the way that a number is always that number. One is always one. And at 6 o'clock, 2 o'clock in Afghanistan,
yes,
or Africa,
yes,
or Jamaica is always, or China, or the number one is always one.
Yes.
So when can you be that thing which is always consistent and always has itself and has its definition to itself?
Yes.
See, okay,
right now,
so that's already
right. You can't see
Go
it
ahead.
Now because you're busy either looking at Miss Crabtree or you're looking at the girl in front of you. That's why you're doing it. You're too worried about what the girl in front of you is thinking. So where's your focus? Your focus is not on you. Your focus is on these women. And as soon as you focus on the woman, she's living rent-free in your head. You've already lost.
Mm.
And you can't learn.
So this shit is already in me.
It's always been in you, brother. That's why you're talking to me right now. Because you got here. I told you there's no spermatube or spermogram or any sperm shows or anything like that, no sperm books. You got here, brother. Not only did you get here, you got here when even your mother's body was trying to knock you off. Do you understand your mother murdered your brothers and sisters, wiped all them motherfuckers out? You were the only one that avoided the death penalties that her body, her white T-cells, and all these things that she had inside of her that destroyed every one of your brothers and sisters. You made it because you made it. That's why it's inside of you. It's always been inside of you. But your mind, I'm going to say this real quick. Your mind, again, I want you to do something. Think about something. All you guys listen to me. I said this yesterday, Ty. It's going to be a deep one. All dojo members, all you guys think about this. Think about the last time you saw a woman that you were interested in. Think about that moment and not only what you felt, but what did he say? You wasn't good enough. She's too pretty. You know this. You're going to fail. Reject. You just think. Guys, don't answer. Just think about that, right? But here is the thing you guys don't understand. When you go to that red pill stuff, right? Why doesn't your mind say the same thing to you like the woman? Why does your mind encourage you to keep diving deeper into the red pill, to go deeper into the words and phrases? Because your mind doesn't want you to grow. Because you have, Ty and I are saying, you have what you have. But your mind doesn't want you to know the information, because if your mind or the world knows that you're a free thinker, then they can't sell you things. They can't manipulate you. They can't tell you who to worship and what to be as a man. Ty, you got it, brother.
See, we don't even gotta make it so obvious with you. It's obvious with like these certain dating communities, right? And you know, feeding off of you guys' experiences and pain. But we'll even add it to this. The same way when you see, you know, how Steve, how they always talk shit on the Android or the iPhone.
Yeah,
that's the reason you go into a store and you want an iPhone. Because, oh, it's so bad, big bag to have an Android and Android this and Android that. That's that same social programming, which is feeding into your mentality or your want or desire to be approved or liked. Don't wear those. What are you wearing that for? That's bad. Don't wear that. Everyone's wearing this now. Don't do this or don't do that. It's so many. It's in every example of your life, what you eat, why you wear what you wear, what you talk about, and even in certain circumstances, what you feel is appropriate, and being a people pleaser. It's all fed to you.
Does that make any sense, sir?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, it makes sense, man. This is great game, man. This is, oof, man. No homo.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's all love, man. Okay, so we'll throw you back in. We got other questions to answer.
Hey,
okay,
one quick question, Steve, for you. Can you, if you can, you know, you don't have to and nothing like that, but I was having a conversation with a woman, and I wanted to send you some text messages because I was trying to take the lead in it, and I think I fucked up.
Yeah, I'm going to show you again. What's the last thing she said?
Shit.
Remember,
shit,
guys, I need to blindfold myself? I wish I had something to blindfold myself. I'll cover my eyes. Go ahead. Tell me what she says. I'll cover my eyes. Yeah. Wait, guys, one hand behind my back, and I got my eyes covered. How about that? All right, so I'm ready. My eyes, I got blindfolded, one hand behind my back. All right, what did she say?
Give me 1 second. I gotta find out. Shit.
Come on, it's right there. Come on, find it.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
All right.
So hold on.
Tell me the last thing she said.
Hold up.
All right, you got 10 seconds. Yeah, I know you got 10 seconds, man. Come on. You got to hit that button and just find the last thing you said. You knew me. Texting.
I got too many text messages in here. I didn't save her number.
What did she say last, sir? Five.
Man, hold on.
Four.
This is why I said, can I send it to you and I could call it to you later?
Look, listen, I'm gonna do another. When Ty goes, I'm gonna do another extra hour. Just call back after Ty goes. We want to keep. Just call back in an hour or 15 minutes. Cause Ty's got to go in 15 minutes, so I want to keep Ty on. So I'm gonna still be on. We're doing an extra hour, but just call back. But Ty, let's get to some of these questions real quick right here. Because Ty's got shit to do, man. So we don't want to waste too much time. Ty, let me get to this question right here. And I'm gonna grab some. Let's see here. I'm gonna give you one. Let's get to this one.
Who's? Maybe he's asking the chat.
He's putting a cue, so he's talking to us. So who said is it not impossible after your first meal? Who said that? When did we say
that? This is what you understand, bro. I'm already making out with her before I even meet her. I had to kiss her mind. Looked her soul in the eyes. Come on, bro. What you mean? First time meeting her. What?
Yeah. So
I might not even have to say nothing to her. Let's say we dancing. Grab her on the dance floor. Get her moving and grooving.
Yeah. And if you're, listen, young man, I just want to warn you, because you know you don't have any game. So if you have a woman give you some ass, please, sir, please make sure you wrap your whole body up. Because if you have no game and they want to give you some ass, think about what they're doing to the guys that have game. Okay, so please, all women coming to you are not good. So just because you have no game and a woman wants to sleep with you, dude, be careful. Okay, I just want to be honest with him. Be careful.
I'll be telling y'all, man. I'm telling you, when you're the guy she let fuck versus the guy she wanted to fuck.
Yeah.
Bro, you don't even understand the different level of beast that comes out of that woman.
Yeah, just be careful. Yeah, just guys, be careful because, listen, no one's saying you can't have a one-night stand. What we're saying is that there is a difference between you begging for pussy versus her wanting to fuck you. That's like from Earth to fucking the nebula of – it's beyond – it's that far away. It's as far as one can see because when women want to fuck you, they get excited. They send you messages. They talk dirty to you. They count down when they can see you and all this other stuff. But when you beg them, they just lay like they're like a corpse. They just want to get it over with and move on because there's nothing that's special that makes them want to be with you.
And you ain't got, you can't even last long. You ain't got no stamina in you.
Yeah, man.
Nothing, brother. None. And y'all don't even understand. All that shit is mental. It ain't just, oh, I got erectile. Why so many guys now, they just throw that word around. Erectile dysfunction, erectile dysfunction, erectile dysfunction.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got one. Let me already get this call. Okay. 561, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Oh, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Question is, like, so I might link with this girl.
All right, sir. Stop right there, sir. Wait, sir. 443 got you next. Sir, a question starts with who, what, when, why, and where. So go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, should I, like,
Okay, sir, how old are you, 15 or 13? How old are you, 13 years old? How old are you?
Nah, bro.
How old are
I'm
you?
I'm 19, but...
You sound like a 13-year-old kid. I was about to tell you, you need to go watch some SpongeBob or something. Why are you talking like
that? I was about to tell my
question. Well,
right now.
You're talking like you talk. Dog, you said, hold up, man. Dog, hold up. Dog, you sound bad.
Yeah.
Hey, man, look,
you said what?
Brother, let's put it like this.
Yeah.
Where is the conviction in your speech?
Yeah, man. Come on. Talk. Let your nuts drop. What's your question?
All right. So, I want to go with this girl, right? But I'm just worried if I have, like, she's older than me type shit. I know age don't really mean shit.
Wait, call.
But,
go where?
What's the question?
Yeah, wait, where does he want to go? Where do you want to go? Call real quick. Where do you want to go?
So, like, I'm saying I'm not worried about it, but should I, like, no. I don't know if I have enough
experience. Where the fuck do you stop? Where do you want to go, Dweller? Where do you want to go?
Okay,
what do you mean where I want to go?
You just said you want to go somewhere. Where do you want to go?
I just told you I might link with this girl.
All right, call her right now. Tell her to come over tonight. Let's do it. Let's get this out the way. Call her right now. Call her right now. Tell her come over to my house. Call her right now. You ready?
She's not in my city.
I don't care. Whether call her, tell her I'm free this weekend.
She's not in my city.
Hey, have her come
hold
drive
on,
or fly.
Hold on, Steve. Are you telling me you scared of a woman? Is she not even in your city?
I'm not scared.
What did caller?
Brother, hold on, caller. You said I'm worried because she's older than me. What her age got to do with anything?
No. Look, so I'm just thinking about, like, maybe I don't have enough. Like, say if I do shit with her, right? Maybe I don't have enough experience
maybe you don't
for
have
her.
Enough experience to do what?
To call her?
To like please her all the way?
Dog, listen, caller. Call her right now and tell her you wanted to fly. How far does she live from you?
Listen, call her. Steve might even pay for this.
I might be in her city this weekend. I'm not.
Well,
she lives
call
like
her.
Let her know you're coming.
Let her know you're coming in her city. She knows. Dog. All right, listen to me. Do you want to win or you want to keep losing? Just let me know because I'm going to move on. Do you want to be a winner
obvious.
Or you want to be a... Okay, then. Do you want to do what winners do? Do you want to be in the winner's circle? Yes or no? Do you want to be in the winner's circle?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Okay, then. So you're going to call her right now. You're going to tell her you're in town. And you're going to tell her to set some time aside.
I'm not.
So okay. All right. You just said you.
Marlon, but you will be.
You just
be.
Said you're going to be there.
You will be.
Carl, did you not say you're going to be there in the week this weekend? Did you just say you're going to be there this weekend? Then, motherfucker, will you listen? See, now you're making me cuss. Look, Dweller, tell her you will be coming into town and you wanted to block some time off so y'all can spend some more quality time one-on-one. Call her right now and tell her that. Are you ready?
Bye.
All right, goodbye.
All right, choose the blues. Go lose.
Let's go to the next one. Echo 443, how can we help you, sir? What's up?
Chat, listen. He's going to sit there. Now, this has to be dissected slightly.
Yes.
He is going to sit there and complain and worry that he has a problem and live in fear, or he can decide to make a decision. He just shoes and live in his mind, live in the trapped world that he thinks he is a loser. I can't do this. And what if she's this? She's older and I don't have experience to please her. And he can live in that mind or make a decision.
Right.
And act.
Right.
He told him to make a decision and act. He said, hesitated to grow.
He didn't want to do it.
So now, Chad, let me get this straight. Does he think he's going to get the experience to please her the way he wants to in his head or between her legs? Where does he think he's going to get it?
All right. Well, last call for Ty, dog. 443. Ty's only got 5 minutes. What's your question, brother? What's up?
There was this girl, and she tried to give me head. And then after she was sucking my dick, she went lower. And then she sucked my balls. And then after
okay, hold on one second. Hold on. Wait, 443. Hold on one second. Wait, stay right there, 443. Hold on. Please stay on the phone. We ain't hanging up. Stay there, 443. Hey, everybody, please. Everybody from the dojo. Everybody, all my Meat Peel guys. Please, I want you guys to listen what a bitch sounds like. I'm not being guys. This is bitch watching time. Guys, get your binoculars out. We're going on a field trip. Everybody, we're going on a field trip. Get your binoculars out because in the forest of bitch land, there he is moving. Everybody, be quiet. I want everybody to get their binoculars out. Hey, see, Ty's got his binoculars out. Everybody, get your binoculars out. Because now we're in the wild. I want you to hear the sadamus, pussimus, grasses, edamus. Okay, I'm going to bring it back in. And I want you to listen to him in his environment. Everybody be quiet. Everyone, shh. Okay, caller, finish what you were saying, sir.
So there was this girl, and she was giving me head, and then she sucked my dick. And then after that, man, she went lower, and then she tried to eat my ass, man, so I punched her in her head.
Hold on, all right, Crikey, you go alert. I got to understand. He's eating the pussy grass over there. Pussy grass is made by soft males, and he in his environment that he's eating the grass over there, that he does not know what he's doing. But guys, everybody be quiet. Wait, Master Ty, is there anything that you want to say about pussy myth guys who's not getting pussy? What would you like to say about him, sir?
Well, Crocky Bartram, what shocks me most is the young brother let her do it.
Yes.
Oh, I don't understand this creature.
Ah, yes, it's
this bitch-ass creature.
Yes.
Let's examine it further.
Yes,
caller, continue.
Let's examine it further. Caller, please continue with your statement, sir.
Fascinating.
So after she sucked my balls, man, she tried to go lower and wanted to eat my ass, and I said, fuck no, and then I punched her in her head. Am I wrong?
Amazing. Hold on one second.
I feel like
Wait a second. Hold on. Hey, Ty, do you notice how he chews on the grass? It's just so amazing how he just chews on grass. So amazing.
And just listen to the noise, the fascinating noise he makes.
Wait. He just said something. Meow. Wow. Do you hear him talk? Do you hear?
Truly a spectacle.
It is a Oh, my God, it's astounding that they are here. Guys, we do not capture said thing. We just
quite astonishing.
It is so astonishing that you get to see the guy that is never going to get laid, but was so beautiful.
Yes. I've never seen one this close.
I know.
Guys, what a rare specimen.
This is history in the making. Guys, you finally get to see why you get to smash their girls because of how he sounds. Look how he chews his food. My gosh, it is quite amazing.
Let's hang up on this call. Let's get a serious one.
All right, Todd, let's wrap it up because I know you got to go, Todd. Take the floor.
Let's get one more. Yeah, let's get one more serious call.
That's it. That's the last one. Yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, so guys, make sure y'all check out Steve the Dean, The Man Mindset on YouTube.
Yeah, we'll get
make sure y'all check him out. You know what I'm saying? This was a great day. Y'all know y'all love Sneeko. Y'all got to see Sneeko have an engaging conversation. Y'all seem to have love it, so make sure y'all check out Steve. Steve Sneeko may also be reaching out to you.
Oh no, absolutely. Like, yeah, I'm gonna give you all my information.
Respected that. That was great. You know, educating for him, and you know, he appreciated that. So I definitely appreciate you for interacting in that and showing the chat. Listen, even macking at the shot.
Hey, I was macking.
Hold on, baby. And you ain't safe.
I was showing,
okay, give her the phone.
Yeah, yeah. I was showing Sneeko.
Shout out to Sneeko for giving her the phone too.
Yeah,
man.
Shout out to Sneeko.
You see that smile right there? She's like, oh no, I don't gotta cover it now. All sides. We play all sides of the sport. Every position.
Yes,
the DM, the receiver, the quarterback, the defensive.
And
we play all positions in the wind. So this is a great early stream, a great short stream. Chat, I'm going to post about it immediately. I even want to put this on YouTube.
Yeah,
well,
we're going to post that. I'm going
to
grab
separate
that.
Separate that segment.
Yes.
You can post that on your end, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Like,
absolutely. We're going to grab that clip. Yeah, we'll grab that clip.
That
yeah.
conversation that
yes.
y'all had. That was really engaging
yeah.
important.
Right, right. It wasn't, yeah, that was in real time. Yeah, that wasn't the, it wasn't
naturally.
It wasn't a prank call.
Over
that was in real time, brother. That was in real time. If you can't see that, then you're in the wrong room. But Ty, man, look, Ty, I'm going to do an hour, but I'll call you after the hour or something if you're free. And but
all
hey
right.
yeah yeah do that I definitely want to get in touch with you. Yo, just chop it on the back end. But I'm gonna do
on my side.
Yeah,
the man mindset on YouTube, he's still live. Go make sure I show love to Steve. Get Steve lights up. Make sure I show love on his end.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, because we'll go for one more hour, guys. We're gonna answer calls and all that other stuff. So Ty, I know you got things to do. Go ahead and take care of your business, Ty, and I'm gonna hit you
appreciate
in about
that.
An hour, my brother. Okay,
love
respect
you,
to you.
All right, put the my cat Doja to the moon.
Dojo,
leaving the solar system. The limits don't even know we exist. Slide to the man mindset, man. You about to educate y'all on the game, man. You about to take it over.
We about to take this over.
Take it
easy. All right, 180 an hour, my brother. Peace out, brother. All right, guys, we're here. The man mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. Guys, we're going to break down what you saw. We're going to break down game for you guys out here. We got a questions I'm going to answer for you guys. We'll reset the lines for you guys. But let me get some of these questions real quick to answer some of these things, okay? So let's get to some of these questions. And then we'll set the lines, okay? Here's a question right here that someone says, how do you have sex with a woman mentally? What's the thought process while you're speaking to her? Well, the thought process is not me actually speaking to her. I think this is where it's OT. This is the thing. I'm not speaking to her. I'm speaking to myself, then speaking to her. Let me explain. As I learned game when I was young and poetry. And guys, I will be dropping a brand new track tonight. I got a track in my head. I want to drop that called I Don't Reply to Her Nudes. So that's going to be one. It's called I Don't Reply to Her Nudes. So I'm going to drop that joint today. But anyway, getting back to teaching y'all something for all you guys out there. And I welcome all you guys here. Let's chop it up. But as I'm saying, I'm going to show you how what I was speaking to, okay? So the first thing I was speaking to while all this was going all the time was the first thing, and again, if you guys, as I teach you to have paintings and stuff like that, the first thing that I knew in my head that as I show you with the paintings that you should have in your house is that every woman has a veil over her because of either an insecurity or a judgment that someone has placed on her. So my first job was to pull that veil down by talking to her. But as I was pulling the veil down, my detective was still prepared and locked in because I didn't make it about sex. I made it, if y'all listen, I said, what's behind the smile? That was the detective. What's behind the smile? Now, while all this was going down, I was on my 64-track studio just layering and guiding her through my guide. My warrior was pushing towards her territory. I had mental toughness because my mental gym, my culinary school of my mouthpiece, my motherfucking Senate, my amusement park, and my marketing team. And also, it wasn't the coke of me or the fentanyl of me. It was a light drug that I hit her with. So these are all the things, gentlemen, that I was using to talk to her myself to answer that question, okay? So let's see here. Next question, your core. We kind of talked about your core, and the thing about your core is that this is where I'm trying to, and Ty and men like us are trying to get to. You have a core. Every one of you guys out there has a core in which you have trust in yourself. We're just trying to get you back to that core. My marketing team, what does my marketing team do? My marketing team's number one, two, three, and fourth job is to put me in the best position possible by marketing and selling me to whoever it is I'm talking to. That's what my marketing team does. They always put me in the right position, okay? Here you go. Next question. It says, how do I lead myself with full of energy and confidence when I'm used to following people's energy and going off their confidence? Well, this is what we're saying. We're trying to get you to learn your own confidence, big guy. See, once you are able to learn your own confidence, you're going to be able to do things that you've never even imagined you could do, okay? Steve, how do you break my habits and virtue outside of my comfort zone and be able to get what I want out of life? Well, it's not how you do it. It's why you do it. Remember, gentlemen, out there that's listening, in order for all you guys to understand what you need to do, you must answer the things to the right-hand side. You must know why you want to break out your comfort zone. And you must understand when you are challenged on that why, can you defend that? And when defending it, can you stand on it without falling off of your square and be able to express it, not to the woman, but to yourself, okay? You said, what do I respond? Told a girl, it would be fun to meet sometime so we can see if it carried the match of looks. Her said yes, but now I feel a little bit much pressed. I now feel a little bit of too much, what, pressure? Well, okay, Daniel, why are you even saying this if you ain't ready to be in the game, dog? What do you mean, how do you respond? I think you said it looks, and she said yes, but, oh, she's saying yes, but I feel a little too much pressure. Oh, she said that she feels pressured. Well, Daniel, this is what I keep telling you, Daniel. Listen to me. If she's saying to you right now that if she feels a little bit pressure, this is what I want you to say and quote me. Tell her, you know what? Forget what I said because I see I'm wasting my time. The only reason I asked you out was because I am trying to see if you're like the average women that I deal with. And if you can't see that, then I'm not the right guy for you. And until you see that, you get back at me. Remember, all the guys listening to me, listen. Listen. Always remember, she is going after your attention. She's got to be worth your time, your respect. And D, what you're doing is you're coming from a weak position. Because if that woman said to you that she feels pressured, then I will free you from that pressure by dismissing you, but I will leave a candle in the window in case you want to come back. Listen to what I'm saying. Because I do not want to pressure a woman to do anything. I want you to be at 100%, but I am not wasting my time. That's what you say to her. Period. Can you return to the mind prison metaphor and elaborate on that? Yes, I can. Wait, let me set the lines up. Let me set the calls up real quick while we're doing this.